Amen. That was a short passage. The part I loved the most was children, obey your parents. But there's a second part to that as well, and I'll get to that in a moment. But it's Father's Day, and I believe parenting, especially today, is one of the most difficult jobs on the face of the earth. Amen. But it's a blessing. It's a gift. No matter how hard it is, there's a lot of things competing for our children's attention today, especially with social media and TV and all the stuff that goes on that clutters the minds of our children. You know, when I was growing up, you just went out and played all day until mom told you to come home to eat. We didn't have cell phones, computers, anything. Kids are occupied now, and not everything they're occupied with is necessarily good. But we've got our task before us in raising children today, and I'm just so proud of parents, the job that they do. But I will tell you this, our children and grandchildren, they watch everything we do. They're very observant, and even at an early age, they could determine just by our behavior and our actions what's important to us and what's not. And I could tell you, they could tell if we're actually living what we claim to believe. So all the things we tell our kids that are good and what's right and what they should do and how they should live and behave, and if they don't see that in the actions of the parents, then they start to wonder, is what my parents telling me, is it true? Is it real? Are they being honest about what they're trying to show me? So in our passage this morning from Colossians, Paul gives the children and the parents some very clear instructions on what the will of God is if we're going to be parents and if we're going to be children to our parents. But like I said, the first part of that scripture text I love the most. Children, obey your parents. Children, obey your parents. But you know, Paul also says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, he says, people will love only themselves and their money and possessions. They will be boastful and proud and scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents and being very ungrateful. I hear some people telling us that we're living in such times now, but I'm not that pessimistic. I feel there's hope, and I feel families are doing their very best. But I do believe it's important for parents to teach their children at a very early age to respect authority and to respect their elders. Amen. I think that's so important. It may not be such a bad idea to go back to the basics in teaching our children when they're young what's important in life. For instance, I have seen children greet an elder by their first name. Now, I can tell you when I was growing up, my father's arm was 13 inches long. I would get such a crack in the back of my head. Now, I'm not suggesting anybody do that. But we always said Mrs. Brody, Mr. Cohen. We always addressed people as Mr. or Mrs. or Miss. That is the way we grew up. And I'm proud to say that my kids, even though they're in their 40s, still do that today with our friends, such as Mrs. Donovan. They don't say, hi, Barbara. It doesn't matter. However old they get, it was instilled to them to respect their elders. And I do see a little bit of a breakdown of that in our society. It's important to make sure our kids do well academically. Don't get me wrong. I think we all want to see our kids go to the best schools. We want to see them get the best grades. Two of my grandkids here today, they're near geniuses. They're doing so well in school. But I do know there's a balance taught in their home, and I appreciate that when I see that, because there have to be certain things that are instilled in our kids that it's not just important to get good grades and get into the best schools in life, but to learn the basics of civility and how to deal with our neighbor and how to deal with people. And one of the ways we do that as parents is we need to set boundaries. There have to be boundaries, limits, if you will. And I want to tell you something. Kids want to know what their boundaries are. And guess what? They'll test you on it. And they'll see how far they can get outside of that boundary. But you've got to have a consistent understanding of what limits and boundaries are. Those are biblical teachings, friends. Part of the role of being a parent is teaching children not just to say no and it's mine and it's my way or the highway, but to teach them to share and to give, to forgive, and how to love others and not just themselves. I don't know if you know this, but by nature, human beings are very selfish. You know, what's in it for me is a mantra that we've been hearing for generations. And part of the role of a parent is to teach our children how not to be selfish, to share with them how good it feels to share with others. And one of the things that I think parents need to teach their children is what it means, what delayed gratification means. You know, delayed gratification is something that we all must learn. We cannot have what we want when we want it right now. We have to teach kids, and even adults have to learn this. Sometimes you have to wait for the good things in life, that you can't get everything you want right away when you want it. And so delayed gratification is something that I think is a nugget of truth that could benefit our children greatly if we teach them that at a very early age. And I will tell you, the greatest sermon that a child will ever hear is not from this pulpit or from any preacher. The greatest sermon a child will ever hear is by the witness and behavior and actions of his or her mom and dad. Because they're watching. I told you that. It's important. And one of the ways to show our children how much we love them is to use a very Greek word. It's New Testament Greek. No. No. And if you say no and they try to go around you to the other parent has to say no as well. Because they'll test that as well. I did. Kids are smart. They learn very early. And I will tell you, mom and dads need to set boundaries and limits and realize that just showering our kids with lots of stuff and gifts is really not a sign of love at all. We need to shower them with quality time and sharing with them the important things of life that doesn't always have a price tag attached to it. Some of the greatest gifts we could give our kids cost us nothing but our time. I read a study once, and I had shared this in a sermon once, that found that fathers were said to spend an average of 37 seconds a day in conversation with their children. Another New Testament Greek word is oi vei. 37 seconds. And the survey wasn't talking about actively engaging them in sports or video games or sitting down and watching TV or a movie with them. It was talking about one-on-one conversations with our kids, sitting down and having a fatherly talk. And I thought to myself, how could you teach your kid anything in 37 seconds? How do you foster and nurture a positive environment in a home with your kids, spending only 37 seconds a day with them one-on-one? And I will tell you this, survey found out that the role of a dad in the home is absolutely critical. Moms are nurturing by nature. And guys really aren't. I mean, you know, we hug, we kiss, we love all that, but you know, we don't have those instincts, generally speaking. But I can tell you, though, we are critical in our homes. It said this in the study. If a child lives with criticism, that child will learn to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, that child will learn to fight all the time, always in a fighting mode. If a child lives with ridicule, that child will grow up shy and lack confidence in him or herself. If a child lives with shame, they'll learn to feel guilty. But if a child lives with tolerance, they'll learn to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, they'll learn to be confident in who they are. If a child lives with praise, they'll learn to appreciate life. If a child lives with fairness, they will seek out justice when they get older, in all things. If a child lives with security, they learn to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he or she will learn to like him or herself. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he or she will learn to find love in the world. Positive encouragement in our children is so critical. It's critical. We also must remember that as a parent, we're trusted stewards of our children. That's what Paul is saying in Colossians. We're reminded in Scripture that it's important for us to pass down our faith and practice to our children and grandchildren. That clear reminder can be found in Deuteronomy, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, as well as the New. And it's important for every parent to train up their child in the way of the Lord. This cannot be passed on to someone else. It's the parents' responsibility. And that's why Proverbs 22:6 clearly says, train up a child in the way he or she is to go, and when they grow old, they will not depart from it. Those principles, those values will be instilled in them. It'll be part of their foundation so that when they go off to college and they have to make tough choices, they'll have something in their toolbox to draw from to make those right decisions. Even though everybody else is doing everything else, they'll say, no, I don't think I'm going to go. No, I don't think I'm going to do that. Because there's something foundational in the core of their very being that mom and dad instilled in them as they were growing up. And this is a promise, by the way, every parent and godparent makes when they come up to baptize their child, to raise that child up, to be that witness, to be that person of example before this child. So as this child grows up, as Giovanni grows up, and he'll see his godparents, his parents, and so forth, and he'll have that witness so that one day he'll stand in the church and say on Confirmation Sunday, I'm standing now for what my parents and godparents stood up for me way back when, in June of 2022. Paul tells us not to provoke our children to anger. Don't provoke them. God should always be our model in discipline. He treats us with grace, and he never gives us what we deserve. Could you imagine if we got what we deserve from God? Uh-oh. Somebody back here, Wendy, said, uh-oh. Thank God we don't get what we deserve. He treats us fair, and God's quick to forgive. And we need to do that with our kids. And he's motivated by love, and God operates out of affection, and we should be the same way. Paul reminds us, don't punish your children to the point where you discourage them and you take away their confidence. He says, don't do that. Don't provoke them to anger. And so in closing, let me succinctly share with you two dangers in parenting that requires no explanation at all. Number one is being too lenient. That was not a problem in my home. You know, my dad was a career soldier, and I could tell you one thing. I knew what a first sergeant was all about long before I went in the Army. See, there's one up there. The failure to set rules, limits, and boundaries is being too lenient with our children. The failure to be consistent in our boundaries. You know what that does for our kids? It confuses them. Because today you said, I can't do this, but tomorrow I can. I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. The failure in being too lenient. And the second one is being too rigid and too harsh. There's a balance, friends. To set impossible standards that your children could never live up to is setting them up for failure. This quenches their spirit. And I want to tell you, it will last their entire life. Because they'll lack confidence. So what kind of memories are we shaping in the minds and the hearts of our children? Years from now, when your children gather in a group and they think about you as a dad or a mom, what will they be saying about you? It's never too late to start shaping positive memories in the minds and hearts of those precious gifts that have been given to us by God. We need to learn how to say, and this is a tough thing, especially for dads. It's a tough thing to say to our kids, I'm sorry. I messed up. I was wrong. We think somehow that to say that to our kids diminishes the whole idea of authority. No, it makes you bigger in the eyes of your children. And then you could begin a new chapter. The good thing is, it's never too late. It's never too late to start anew, no matter how old your kids are. And that's what God wants from us as parents. And you know what? If we follow God's plan, we'll do okay with our kids. You believe that? Amen. I do. And so, Lord God, on this, I'm going to ask all dads to stand just for a moment. If you're a dad, stand. Just stand up where you are. I'm not going to ask you to sing a solo or anything, so just relax. I'm not going to ask you for a second offering. So if you're a dad, just stand for a moment. I want to pray a blessing over you. Heavenly Father, I just want to lift up the dads in church this morning and those watching online. I just pray a blessing over them. No matter how old they are, how young they are, no matter the ages of their children, whether their children are grown or they're as small as Giovanni, I just pray a blessing over their lives that you would guide them. Guide them as dads. To be those dads that are more than 37 seconds a day. That you would guide them along life's journey. And shape them and continue to lead them and strengthen them and give them the wisdom they need to be the best dad that they could possibly be. I thank you for what they do in the lives of their children. And I just pray a special blessing over their lives this day. In Jesus' name, amen.